A UN investigation into the Syrian crisis says the violence in the country has reached new heights of destruction. The chair of the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria has called for a political solution to the crisis. Paulo Pinheiro also reported summary executions of government soldiers by foreign-backed insurgents. Afghans' anger is growing at U.S. occupying forces stationed in the country. Villagers in the eastern province of Wardak accuse U.S. special forces of unprovoked beatings, mass arrests, and forced detention. Some villagers say dozens of families have already moved out of their home village because of alleged mistreatment by Americans. An Al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Iraq claims responsibility for last week's killing of nearly 60 Syrian and Iraqi soldiers. The ambush took place in Iraq's western Anbar province. The Syrian soldiers were being taken back home after they fled the violence near the border with Iraq when they came under attack. Staying with Iraq, at least five people have been killed as a bomber blows up his explosives outside a police station in the northern city of Kirkuk. Over 160 people were also injured in the attack. Six other Iraqis also lost their lives in a series of shootings across the country. In Bahrain, women protesters have staged an anti-government rally to demand the release of female detainees held by the regime. Bahrainis are now planning a strike on March the 14th to coincide with the deployment of Saudi forces in their country back in 2011. Eighty-five defendants are tried for conspiracy against the UAE government at the Federal Supreme Court in Abu Dhabi. This was the second court hearing for them this month. Among the accused are 12 women, 6 civil society representatives, and 21 journalists. At least 10 others were tried in absentia. More bad economic conditions for European countries. Portugal is facing its worst recession in 37 years. The Greek economy shrank by 6.4% in 2012. And Cyprus files a 6th consecutive quarter. Its economy remains in negative charters. The island also predicts its economy will contract by 3.5% this year. And Iran has officially launched an English movie channel, iFilm. The channel will broadcast programs for Middle Eastern, European, African, and Southeast Asian viewers. The programs include family dramas, historical films, and comedies. The channel is available on both Eutelsat and Hotbird satellites.